Okay, chapter 4, Mishnah 3. Hanotel zeis min hamatan. If one takes olives from the pit. Okay, this is a pit's a place where over here, Bar Tanur tells us, Mokum shetzovrim hema zeisim, where they would collect the olives over there, kadeshius rachachus, so they would soften. Tovel echer b'melech v'ochel. You could dip one olive at a time into salt and don't have to worry about tithing it. Meaning, you don't have to tithe the olives you take out from this pit, this, you know, processing pit, if you dip one at a time. Meaning, even though salt is one of the things which could mainly lock in something for a tithing obligation, our Mishnah is telling us that salt creates the tithing obligation only if the salt is on two pieces, not one. Okay, im molach, but if the salted olives, v'nosin lefana chayv, and then you put them there, you're going to be obligated in tithing. Rabbi Lezer, amar mina ma'atan, if you took the olives from a tahor chayv, you're going to be chayv to tithe them. Okay, what's a tahor pit? He's referring to, Rabbi Lezer is talking about over here, a tamei person, someone who's impure, who took olives from a pit, that are only tahor olives, that's a tahor pit, and since the olive he takes are going to be tamei through his touch, because he was tamei, in all likelihood, he's not putting anything back in the pit where they would become mixed with the other tahor olives and therefore make them tamei. So salting the olives at that point is going to make them obligated in tithes. Fine. Mina tamei potter. But if he takes them from a tamei pit, he's exempt from tithing because neshu machsir esa mosar. That's what we said above. Rabbi Lezer is saying that salting olives from the pit doesn't affect meiser obligation if some of the salting olives could actually be put back into the pit. Okay. Daladal, shosin al hagas, you could drink wine over the wine press. This goes back to what we learned in the first parak. The wine isn't considered fully processed until it flows into the cistern in front of the wine press and you get rid of the sediments. Okay, so therefore, here we go. Shosim alagas, you could drink wine over the wine press, bein alachamim alatzonin, whether the wine has been diluted already with hot water, with cold water, and your potter from tithing. Divra mer, that's the words of a mer. Okay, because the wine press is not the final stuff. You know, that's just considered like a snack. The Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Mechai. Rabbi Lezer, Tzadok says you're going to be chayev. The wine is obligated in tithes. Anything which has been diluted is considered significant enough in the process to consider it a culmination step. Chacham says, Alacham and chayev on the hot stuff, hot water diluted into it's going to be obligated. While tzonin potter, but with cold water, is going to be exempt. Because different types of water cause a different dilution point. And more importantly, one is normally not going to pour wine mixed with hot water into the wine press because it's going to spoil the rest of the wine there. So therefore, drinking wine mixed with hot water is considered the real act of drinking, and therefore, one has to separate meisers, even if it's not removed from the area above the wine press.